Everybody.
Recording.
And are we recording now? All right, butter, you ready?
Yes.
Cool. Yo, what up? It's the Big Homies House. It's another week in the Big Homies House with the homies. And today we got, of course, Big Homie Butter back in the building. Big Homie Sasha. Big Homie Journey, right?
Journey.
Got you. Big Homie TP in the building. We is ready to talk some cash shit. How y'all feeling today?
Yeah, awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
We're good? Everybody yeah. good? That's good. I'm good. Glad to hear everybody's feeling fine. We're back in the building today. Partaking in a bunch of I'm drinking so shit.
I got a little bit
hypnotic. Auntie vibes.
Oh, that don't do me.
So we're gonna start this episode like we started last episode. Buddy, you got some cards for
yes,
us.
Yes, I do.
So
this is what we're gonna do. I have a card game called Black Card Revoked. And basically I'm gonna ask you some questions that black people should know. And if you don't, I'm going to need to get that black card from you, okay?
She's going to pull so your black card.
I'm going to get them black cards, all right? So I'm going to start. Let me see. The first one.
She got me nervous.
You nervous? Because you was raised in Henry County.
Ooh, I'm not even from here.
Okay.
Where you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Damn.
You live in Henry County?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, I
see, look what you done started.
I'm sorry.
I live in Henry County. Don't do us.
No.
But anywho, okay, the first one. Y'all should know this. According to Mama, a hard head makes for a
soft ass.
Yes, okay. That's good.
That was easy. That was a softball one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a softball one.
What does Mary J. Blige not want in her dancery?
Hateration, holleration.
Okay.
Auntie Vibes. Auntie Vibes.
Why y'all ain't answer though?
Because. He was quick. He was quick with it.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, who kept bumping into the table at Play's house party?
Oh, shit.
I don't know this
one. Y'all got to know this one.
I don't.
He was a dark-skinned dude.
That's racist, but okay.
No. Ooh. Chris Rock went on house party.
Oh, God. Was it Play? I don't know.
Mm-mm. It was Play's house party.
I have no idea.
Oh, Martin Lawrence was a DJ,
Martin?
Right?
Mm-mm. Martin was a DJ.
Okay, so who...
It was Play's house party.
It was the boy. Oh,
the dark skinned dude. I know what I'm talking about.
You got my black card on this one, baby.
He looks like the dude from Reading Rainbow. I can't think of what his name is, but I know.
It was Chill.
Exactly.
Boo.
Because him and Martin kept getting into it. You should have known that one.
I don't think all black people
know. Nobody know his name.
Oh my God, y'all should have known. Okay. Y'all better get this.
We'll take your black card on that.
This is the last one. Which artist once rhymed Mansion with Wisconsin?
Oh, Teddy Pen Ass Down.
What did you say?
I said Wayne, I'm wrong, it's T-Pain.
Okay.
You said who?
I said Wayne.
Said Wayne.
Wayne won the song though, right?
Yeah, okay. It was on there together.
Okay, y'all did all right.
No, we did great. You did all right, man. Stupid ass question.
Everybody know it was Chill because him and Martin kept arguing.
I just don't know his name.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You know it's Chill because you got answers.
I knew it was Chill.
Man, what the fuck ever.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's a bunch of shit that happened this week.
Oh my gosh.
It's a bunch of shit that happened this week. So we got a lot to talk about. So of course we gotta kick it off with Jada, Will, August, and Entanglement.
Yes, Entangled.
Entangled. First of all, has anybody ever been in an entanglement?
Yeah.
I think I might have.
Yeah.
Journey, no entanglement that you know of?
No, I have not been in entanglement. No, I'm sorry.
Not that I know of. No.
I've definitely been invited to some entanglements, but that shit is stressful.
Invited? So somebody gave you their blessings?
Nah, ain't no blessings, but I mean, it was a one-sided blessing. It's like, you know, shit.
So what's the actual definition of an entanglement?
Let's go to Google.
Yeah, because see, that's where I'm confused. I don't need
Let's go to Google. Entanglement.
We got a T.
A complicated or compromising relationship or situation.
Oh yeah, I done been in a few of those.
Oh yeah, me too.
Facts.
A whole lot of them.
Damn. Yeah. Now when she said that shit, niggas didn't think like, okay, well damn.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of those.
I feel like everybody done been in a complicated situation.
I feel like Jada and Will been like that they whole merge, right?
Facts.
Where you from?
She said Merge.
I'm from D.C.
Oh, shit. It jumped out.
Merge.
It was M-U-R-R-G-E. Merge.
What's up?
Naya.
What?
You gonna kick it?
Huh?
The cameras is on.
Ow.
What's
you
up?
You told me y'all wasn't recording.
We live. What's up? This is a live show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
You good? What you need?
I'm just here.
Oh, you just here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's Naya, everybody. Naya, PR extraordinaire. We're talking about entanglements. Have you been in entanglement, Naya?
I'm not here.
So, when y'all saw the Jada, Will, and August situation play out on the Red Table Talk, what was your immediate reaction?
I never watched it.
I didn't watch it.
I don't watch it. I just see the clip.
I just feel like they...
Never mind. No, say that shit.
No, and this...
To me, I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like they want their business out there. I feel like... Not to keep them relevant, because, you know, they already relevant.
They dismiss.
But I feel like, you know, just to keep their name still going and stuff, they just want to have...
They did have the highest... That episode of the Red Table Talk was the highest viewed episode. They had 12 million viewers. You know, this is a Facebook show, so shit. Yeah. They probably...
So it's true, though, right? She admitted it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I, for one, think, though, that August is a messy motherfucker.
But I feel like she had so many of them, and so have he.
I feel like Will Smith went out kind of sad.
Will Smith did go out sad.
He went out sad.
I feel like the whole Red Table Talk, though, was just to let people know that, you know, we know what's going on with our relationship.
Yeah.
So, like, right.
As long as we know, we don't care. Like,
I feel like it was them that just, they had to say something because everybody was trying to comfort them, but they was like, you know, we know what it is already. Right. So, you really can't speak on our relationship, kind of.
August Alsina, messy bitch.
But you know, he just dropped
a
project, so it made sense.
But my thing though is, if that motherfucker didn't go platinum, then all this shit was for nothing.
It had hella songs.
It didn't make me not want to listen to not one August Alsina song.
Yeah. Is it on Apple Music? Like, is it at the top
right
now?
It's not at the. Come on, I don't think it's at the top.
Like, I feel like this could have been a great marketing rollout. Could have been a great album rollout. But like, niggas don't care about August Alsina music in 2020.
Yeah, true.
Because he wasn't really consistent.
And then he's not like a good person. He's not a likable person. Like that shit he did with Keke Palmer was like,
what are you doing?
This some bitch made shit.
Oh,
like,
you didn't see it? They was tweeting back and forth.
So what's somebody that said?
This nigga shit not even on here, boy.
You said what?
This nigga shit not even on here, boy.
Oh my god,
Sababy shit higher than his.
We love Sababy.
We do love
Sababy.
Sababy ain't for Jada Pinkett though.
He could have, but he probably could have kept his mouth shut. He probably did.
He probably...
Because Jada Pinkett might be for the street.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like
number 41.
41. He did all that shit.
For 41.
He behind Teyon Taylor in front of Chris Brown and Young Thug.
He in front of Chris Brown and Young Thug?
But that shit came out a long ass time ago.
That shit came out a minute ago.
Still.
So what happened with Keke, though?
Okay, so Keke Palmer. Somebody posted a video of Keke Palmer and August Alsina, and she was like... And the caption like, "Hey, this your man?" He's like, "We not together." Woo-doo-woo. That was just whatever he said. And August Alsina retweeted this shit, said, "You not my girl," da 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 da, and "We not together." And you wish you could be with me. Like, damn, you sassy bitch! Like, it was, and people under that was like, "This is what happened when black men show emotions." Yeah, we gonna call you out when you acting like a bitch. Like, it's a difference between showing emotion and acting like a bitch.
Right.
Like, and let me reiterate, when I say acting like a bitch, I don't mean you acting like a female. Because niggas be bitches, too. Like, when I say the hoes and the homies, niggas be the hoes, too. And the girls be the homies. Like, shit, y'all the homies. And the homies be having hoes. You feel me? So, these words are not gender exclusive. She the homies. You feel me? And you be having the hoes. Exactly. You feel me? Like, these words are not gender exclusive. So when I say shit like, man, don't be fucking shit up for the hoes. Like, shit, if you a girl, you be having the hoes, then shit, you got the hoes. But shit, you the homie. Anyway, like I said, you don't got to, like, when I say August Alsina acting like a bitch, he's not acting like a female. He acting like a bitch. And we already know, if you in the context of the arena of that word, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Nigga acting like a bitch. Like, if you... arguing and bringing up.
I feel like if you a man arguing with a female, you act like a bitch. Because I don't feel like no man should be arguing with a female. I don't care what it's about. I don't care. Like, No man should be arguing with no females, right. Especially not on the internet.
So I was just about to say, especially on social media, you going back and forth.
Yeah, that's corny as fuck.
I got memes for that shit. I'm not about to argue with that shit. I'm just post a meme.
I got one meme I use is 21 Savage saying, "Bitch, you don't fall the fuck back." That's my favorite shit.
Oh shit! I got two from that Gucci interview that was on Big Facts. It's like, nigga, shut your broke ass up.
Oh, yeah.
And another one like, shut the fuck up talking to me, nigga. It's like, because I'm not about to argue with you. Because my thing about arguing on the internet, bro, you already feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Me talking to you and telling you the truth ain't about to change none of that shit.
At all.
It's not going to change your opinion. So it's like, why the fuck am I spending my time arguing with you trying to change your opinion on some shit?
Right.
It's not worth it.
So and they got other people with their opinions, so it's making it worse.
So exactly. So that's really all the internet is, motherfuckers coming in with their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the August I've seen in Will Smith shit. Because like you said, Will Smith went out bad. The shit, like, there's no way to, like...
I feel sorry for him.
He looks sad as fuck.
He looks sad as fuck.
He looks sad as fuck.
And I can tell he love her, and he, like, real, like, you know, he care for real. Like,
I don't feel like... In the interview, he was saying that he was messing with people, too. Like,
no, I know they had that merge, though. Like, they swingers.
I don't feel like she fuck with him like that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he love her more than she love him. Like,
but that always was a thing, because y'all know she used to be with Pac. So it's always been like a...
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know that until Twitter.
Yeah, I ain't know that either.
I feel like when they broke up the first time, and it probably happened multiple times when Will kept just saying, like, because Will was like... The relationship with each other is like he be like kind of putting her in her place sometimes. I feel like she was just like, whatever, like, F it. I'm gonna just do what I'm gonna do. Like, we married, but oh well. But
I feel like that's because of the type of attitude she got, too. I feel like she act like a nigga. Like, she got nigga tendencies.
She got nigga tendencies.
Like, yeah, I feel like Will, deep down inside, Will don't want to do that. He just love her so much that he accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But
he probably don't do it no more.
But I feel like she got them man tendencies. Like, she gotta want ain't enough for her. You know how niggas is. Yeah. I feel like that's just her. And
she wanted to feel good.
Yeah, she. I feel like she just need a lot of attention.
Bitch, I'm gonna feel my face.
He knows
that. My fist
she
in your face.
Man, that shit hurt me so bad.
So I mean, like, is that any situation that could exist where you are cool with your bae, your boo, having a side piece?
No.
Fuck no.
First of all, he was too entangled with the family, okay? Yeah. They was going on, like, trips together. He was hanging out with the kids. Like,
yeah,
it was too much.
That's
like,
too much. Like,
what's up, Uncle
Alcina? And I don't understand why she even got around her kids.
Have August around the kids?
It was entanglement.
Yeah, like,
yeah, he was all the way entangled.
They're a
family.
They was like a family.
I ain't gonna lie. When they first started doing all that, I thought he was one of their kids. Like,
oh no.
Like, bro.
He looked like one of their kids.
He was coming out
like
that.
He looked like the oldest one.
Yeah, like, he was
like
the oldest son.
Big brother.
And then it came out like, oh yeah, he'd be fucking. And I was like,
that's crazy.
So I wonder how, like, the trips went. Like, who bed she slept in on the trip?
She had to duck off and go.
Wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
No.
We'll wake up like, where you at? I'm at the star.
But she said it though. She said when she married Will, she said, "We married, we stuck. I don't care. You over there with somebody else, I'm over here with somebody else."
But like, do y'all think it's realistic to actually think like, yo, I'm gonna be in love with this one person for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
If you gonna marry him, we might as well.
Yeah.
But marriage to me is like marriage is a business. Like, I don't think marriage is more business than love.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm saying when the business fails, you lose a lot. So like, if you gonna do it,
yeah, do that shit.
You gotta do that shit.
I feel like when you marry, you kind of gotta like go in, like figure out how you gonna make this work for everybody.
Who just said they getting divorced and Brian had no prenup?
Dr. Dre.
Damn, Dr.
Dre. You know what's crazy? Because I feel like I feel like divorces and prenups and marriages in that situation, it worked two ways. Like, you can either have like the chicks that's looking for a come up that didn't really contribute shit to your business or whatever. They wasn't here. They didn't help you build it. They didn't really bring nothing to it. But, like, because they didn't do a prenup, they about to walk away with half your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think in the case of the Amazon dude, she kind of helped build that money.
I was just about to say, she deserved that money.
I don't know how much Dr. Dre's wife was shooting in the gym with him. But, shit, a lot of female millionaires are coming from divorce. Cause I think after Bezos divorced his wife, I think she became like one of the highest paid women in the world.
I think they about to kill you for that one online.
I'm gonna say mine. Don't do that now. That kind
of what I say wrong?
Millionaire females are coming from divorce.
I think anybody get you for that one, bro.
Let me. I'm gonna do my googles again.
I feel like he's staying fast because a lot of these females are getting rich off their
richest women.
But we know
women
guys are out here doing that.
Guys are doing that too, but that's not how they get
done. That's a perfect example. Definitely, but guess what? Guys are not putting it out there like that though. A female, she like, yeah, that's my old nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Because what female wanna be like? Yeah, I have to pay him $100,000.
Now, when I Google richest women in the world, who the fuck come up?
Ooh,
Mackenzie Bezos. Off a fucking divorce. Amazon dude
okay,
wife.
Okay, but before the divorce, she probably already had money. Yeah, that just added to it.
Man, she would, man, look. What her Amazon is?
I'm sure she had money.
What her Amazon is?
Not with her Amazon.
Damn.
Well, she's still getting half of his, so.
You're right. So that's why I say.
That's what it's at.
Some of the richest women in the world are coming from divorce. Like, you getting.
But she deserves it, though.
She deserves it. She deserves it. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're getting a big piece of Amazon and a big piece of goddamn Beats by Dre and the Dr. Dre Foundation, she didn't write the fucking Chronic.
Yeah, you're right, thanks.
So, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't, because it's problematic and you don't want to. Okay.
No, because it's cool. Not true.
It is true.
No, it's not. She helped build it where he probably wouldn't be a billionaire if she wasn't helping him. Mm-hmm. You don't know what she contributed to helping him with.
Dr. Dre?
No, Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
no,
but.
No, we know. Yeah, she helped. We agree with that. She helped.
Yeah, she helped.
She helped with that, but I'm just saying, like,
and that Dre, like,
okay,
then
what
wife?
About Mary J. Blige's husband? Because he got money.
A king.
He was cheating on her and everything. He did that lady bad, and then he got her money.
But she probably wasn't satisfying his emotional needs.
It does not matter.
It do matter.
He got money from her.
Auntie Mary, who's been out for God knows how long. We talking about this man get almost half her money for being with her for a couple years.
Was she satisfying his emotional needs?
What does that have to do with money?
Her emotional needs, because that's why she divorced
him. That's what y'all say when we say.
And what about Adele?
Wasn't satisfying.
Adele's husband took a lot, too. Shout out to these kings. These are kings.
Kings.
And they're getting rich off of divorce.
James, am I lying?
The audacity.
And they're getting rich off of the
audacity.
James,
and then this.
Yeah.
James, and then I'm in this.
Shout out to these kings, man.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to these queens. You get your money. Right.
Get your money, sis. Period.
That's fine. That's fine. Speaking of people getting their money and got the internet mad, Moneybag Yo.
Yes, sir.
Moneybag Yo bought his girl, Ari, a lamb truck yesterday. A Lamborghini truck. And the internet was mad.
Yo, that's so hard, though.
I love it.
Internet is mad. That's hard. I seen you had some input on that, man. That's hard.
If I had a girl like that that got her, she got her own shit going on, right? I got my own shit going on. Every time I put a song out, she posting it. Mm-hmm. She shaking ass to it. Does she do
My merch. Bro, she posting it.
Yeah, like, bro, you can't beat that, bro. Like that.
And then I'm pretty sure she be cashing out on him too. Like, I just love it.
I don't know about all that, but it's like
don't do all that.
He even said it last night. He tweeted it. He said it. She be cashing out on me.
No,
she
worried about no
damn.
Let me say this though. Because Moneybag said this. Buy your girl something she can afford.
Cool, exactly. That's what I said.
That's the key. Okay. Ari probably could have brought her own lamb truck.
For sure.
But it was a gift.
Yeah.
So I feel like shit, it's not that much in their realm. Mm-hmm. But like if you buy I say this shit all the time. Like, I don't wanna I said this shit this weekend. Like,
he want his bitch to match his fly.
Yeah, it got to. But, like, that bitch not, if she not really used to nothing, and that's her first car, like, she was on the MARTA before she got with you, she was like, yeah, that's going to be a come up for her. But outside of that, shit, he did for his girl.
That's why I say it's a hard-ass gift. Like, you know, it's like for where they at in life, that's a hard-ass gift.
So, we saw one of the fallouts from that was Moneybag Yo's baby mama.
She was tight.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
She was up. So do y'all think was Moneybag's old baby mom justified for being that upset?
Not for being that upset.
If she's taking care of his kids, she shouldn't be upset.
Yeah, and since you should have been got that when y'all was together. I hate bitches that do that.
Because she had said something he was here 9 months ago or something like that. Well, 9 months ago, you should have got some. You know what I'm saying?
Baby mama.
But she do look like she got them. Like she caught him slipping. I ain't gonna lie. Cause she not like the most baddest motherfucker.
But none of his baby mothers.
But he's not either. If he didn't have that,
that nigga rich, it don't matter.
But listen though.
That's probably
if
what
we look at
match.
Moneybag, yo, last two girls that we done seen, Facts. They up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that he's in the industry, this is his baby mama before the
fame. I mean, but he rich now. It's, that ain't got
nothing. Okay, he was probably on the come up then. Like,
no, nigga, definitely on the come up.
If a nigga she got seven kids before baby mama, shit, they saw something.
She said they've been on and off for 13 years. So I feel like she's entitled to be upset, but to go on social media.
But you got to think about it. Niggas that got baby mothers, they always talk to their baby mothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby mothers be thinking like, oh, because you talk to your baby father, y'all might flirt, you know what I'm saying? Something, y'all together, or that's still your nigga. Like, no, it's not. It's, you know what I'm saying? You know how baby mothers is. Like, oh, my son ate, so yeah, that's always my nigga. Like, no, it's
not. You know what I do respect about her, though? At least she said, yeah, I'm tight.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because most bitches would be like, hey, man, hey, man.
But
it's
what you
like,
type
you
for? Like, a lot of people saying, like,
because she's selling, like, jewelry or something, like, selling, like, fake jewelry or something like that. Like, doing stuff that regular people.
It came off poor. You know it came off. It came off like.
They basically saying, like, she like a regular person, like, she ain't really got
well, guess
nothing.
What? You got baby father to put you in position. So why you don't make him put you in position? I'm pretty sure if she come to him on
because they don't want position. They want money. They want money. They want a, she want a lamb truck.
It's kind of, the baby mama said the money back like, look, I'm trying to start a business. Give
can
me
you invest in it? Yeah.
You don't think he going to do it for her?
How much like, a lamb truck cost? TP, you know these prices better than anybody.
Quarter.
A quarter million, $250. So she, I feel like she would rather get that $250 in the form of a lamb truck than $250 in the form of fucking stock
like,
and whatever business.
Like, kind
of
want to have something
to show for. And that's why they be going on them type of baby mothers. Like, you want to look sweet, but at the end of the day, you ain't got no money. Why wouldn't you want me to put you in a position?
I don't think he was wrong, though. Like, I feel like she should get herself together. Like, get yourself together, boss up, and as long as he's taking care of his kids. Because, of course, she has to keep the kids because he always doing stuff with the music. So, as long as he's taking care of you and the kids, as far as, like, making sure you got somewhere to stay with his kids.
I'm pretty sure he pay your rent. I'm pretty sure he...
And
I've
seen him, like, at birthday parties. Because I think his baby's birthday was the same day as Aubrey's birthday party. And he showed himself there, like, with his kids having a birthday party. So, as long as he's taking care of the kids, like, you should be good. Like, don't worry about what he's doing for the next person. You need to get your stuff together.
She was mad as fuck about it.
And if you've been with him for 13 years, why you ain't been getting like a truck or something? Bitch, I would have been got that.
But he said, get her something she can afford.
Yeah.
She can't afford no lamb truck.
Exactly.
So she ain't got no lamb truck.
But is she undeserving because she can't afford it?
Yeah.
Being that that's been his baby mama for
undeserving of what?
Undeserving of what? I
like,
take care
of lamb truck.
If her rent pays, she got a car that can get from A to B, and the kids is straight with some.
Because she might not have a lamb truck, she might have an Audi.
I feel like you don't gotta live my life because you my baby mother.
Yeah,
like, I work confidence at the end of the day. Yeah, we went together had for kids.
Niggas caught me slipping
like,
once. Okay, so what? Just because you caught me slipping one time don't mean you about to be set for the rest of your life. My kid gonna be good.
So let me ask y'all this: if y'all was Moneybagg Yo, right, and y'all had a little piece like R or whatever, but we females and we had a baby father, you know, the baby father like you know like Moneybagg, would y'all take care of y'all baby father? Would y'all buy y'all baby father?
No, but I would make sure that he's okay, like with my kid, because I know as an artist. You can't have all, all those kids, so I know you're going to have my kids, so I'm going to make sure that you got somewhere to stay, somewhere decent
so
to stay with me and my kids.
Baby?
I think he do. Oh, that's okay. Why I say I don't think he's wrong.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I feel
okay,
like
okay.
The baby mama need to get her stuff together. Like, you shouldn't be going on ranch. You should be bossed up like, oh, well, he got this.
Yeah, we here.
You know?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of a dude tripping over some, like a dude.
Child support.
Yeah, like a dude who got a famous baby mother.
I'm pretty sure if I had a baby daddy right now and I got famous, like rich and famous, my baby daddy will be just like her, probably.
Quietly.
If he ain't got...
What type of niggas be fucking with, man?
See, nobody, but I'm pretty sure if all of us got rich right
my
now,
baby daddy ain't
if we had a baby
that,
daddy,
he
would be
he
coming.
If I was a baby
coming,
daddy...
Especially if you're not taking
and I wanted to live like my baby mama was rich, famous, I'd quietly... Go out my money. I won't be on the internet trying to book.
Hell no.
You'll do it the right way. You'll tell your baby mama, like, look, you in a position, so help me to, like, yeah, I'll do that for my baby father. Like, get him some big truck. Boy. Like, what's the trucks? The big 18-wheeler truck?
Oh, yeah, the semi.
I'll get him a business or something like that, but you ain't about to be rolling.
But motherfuckers don't want businesses. They want Birkins.
Well, that's.
They want Birkins.
I can't help
what if y'all not on good terms, though?
Fuck up.
I ain't gonna lie. If I don't fuck my baby mama, she can't get shit from me.
Like
the kids gonna be good.
That's it. Don't even ask me for nothing else.
But
you gotta make sure she got a car somewhere to stay.
That's what I'm saying. But that's my kid.
Okay.
Like
cool.
The kid can't take care of themselves, so you gotta be straight. But you ain't finna be out here going to Gucci every week.
No, hell.
Like, that shit dead.
That's
I seen the day that Money Man had made a tweet said, "I don't wanna take care of the kids. I'm too busy out here making money." He was talking about his own kids. Like somebody asked him why his kids don't stay with him. You feel me? Mm-hmm. If he's the more capable adult. Mm-hmm. So do y'all agree with that statement?
You said what?
Let me, no, I don't.
Let me pull up the
tweet. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like,
please read this right.
Anytime your parents divorce, going to stay with your daddy is always the most fun shit ever for like the week that you're there.
If he wants you.
You never want to stay with your daddy for more than like 2-3 weeks.
If he wants
well,
you.
Well, that's not true because my daughter, she love her daddy.
Staying with my daddy was hell. It was like, it'd be fun.
She loves staying with her daddy.
And then they'd be like, all right, bro, I'm going to go back home, bro. This nigga too rough. I can't get
please,
shit.
I need to hear this, what he said, because I thought she was going to say something good about Money Man.
Basically, hold he's on. Saying Money Man, somebody wrote, tweeted him and was like, why you don't never have your kids and why your kids don't live with me? And basically, he said, like, I'm too busy making money. I don't got time to take care of my kids. Basically, mean like, that's why my kids don't live with him.
Yeah, he said take care of his kids and his baby mama, though.
Yeah, but that don't mean he'll take him.
But that's what he said.
Now, he said he's not the custodial parent.
Yeah, like, he's still, he making money.
That's not what y'all reading to me.
Let me find this goddamn tweet.
What I'm reading is he's making too much money to worry about those kids.
Oh no, that's not what I.
Nah, that's not how. That's not
yeah,
how you meant
it. I'm interpreting it as he out making money, so he can't be the.
Cause
sole
I seen them, yeah.
Figure,
I seen them tweet on the way over here. It
this
went.
Nigga tweeted a lot. I didn't know he tweeted as much.
Man, yeah, he I talked back to people.
Tweet. You don't need a tweet, Journey?
No, not like that. Right. I look. I be on it
Okay, he said, I'm not watching no kids. I got money to make. I'll do shit with them, and I love them, but my attention won't be there. Kids are hard to take care of 24/7. Oh, be realistic.
That's how my daddy was, though. That's why I say that. Like, you can't.
Y'all agree with that, though?
No. But you that's how it was for me. Some men think like that, though. Like, yeah. Some men think, I have kids, I got a wife, wife stay home with the kids all day, and I do me and work all day. Some men think like that.
That's a terrible way of
thinking. It
that's
is. How, but that's how it is, but some men do think like that. I
don't have time to watch
my kids.
They came out your loss.
No, for real.
Because you too busy making music.
Some
money, like not
who,
music.
Who gonna there's work? Difference. Who gonna work okay, to take money. Care of these kids?
Because I'm pretty sure his baby mother don't work or do nothing. I'm
somebody
sure
got to work. Home. The money got to come
okay,
from somewhere.
I understand that work because that's what we just said about money bag. Mm-hmm. The kids are with the baby mama because he's on the road. Mm-hmm. But he still showed up to show up for his kids. He's showing them on his stories mm-hmm. there for his kids. That message is not that. I don't get that. I don't see how y'all getting that message.
No, I think, I don't
no,
think.
No, I'm not getting it. I don't agree with it, but I'm saying some men
no,
don't
I think,
think like that.
I think he's saying the same thing. It. I think what he's saying is the kids can't stay with me all the time. I don't think he's saying the kids can't ever come around me.
Yeah, but he said something about
I don't have
attention.
Time to. I can see
I
he
took,
would have said.
I took that as I don't got time to be a daycare because yeah, I'm like, out here taking care. I'm taking yeah. care of like the bread
but
and
this
the cheese.
But this not
shit.
Her
you
kids.
You gotta give
like,
your
her,
kids
your
attention, though.
Yeah, this not like you taking care of her kids. Like this is somebody they got.
I ain't gonna
daddy.
Lie, man. My daddy was like that. I turned out alright.
Mm-mm. That was my daddy. And
where
he
your daddy
showed
was road distance.
Yeah, see, he had to do what he had to do. We were straight though.
Did but you so you was raised by your dad like just
my
so,
mama. So you I saw my dad like so, every now and then.
So maybe you turned out all right because your mom put in that extra work to make
but
sure.
But I'm pretty sure you needed that.
I ain't gonna lie, I had to grow.
I came out all right. That's what I'm saying. Like all in all,
I ain't never had no daddy. I came out
all right.
I came out all right.
But that's what I'm saying. We did all right.
Like little stuff, you know, because we didn't get the attention from our father.
But this what
we had to learn.
But I think it's like
man, as far as the world, we could have been known it.
We was all right, but we still had some extra stuff we had to go through.
But what I took it is like. You know, I didn't grow up with my father, cool, but I did grow up with my uncle. I had coaches. Mm-hmm. I had I had male figures in my life that kind of filled in that gap mm-hmm. to where, like, it wasn't a dad, but it was, like, people that knew what a man should be growing up, and they kind of instilled that within me. Because my uncle did a great job. Mm-hmm. My uncle did a great job. You know, and I've known him since he's been with my aunt since I was in high school. I mean, since they were in high school.
So you live with your aunt, your uncle?
No, I grew up with my mom, okay. But my mom and her sister was my aunt are close. Okay. So when we all stayed near each other when I was younger. So when I would see my aunt, I would always see my uncle, and it was like you know I grew
he
up
was
with
the
him.
Father
yeah, I grew up with him. So you know we still close now.
I mean, I had my grandfather, my uncle too, but.
You know, and I don't think that replaces
your dad,
though.
You know, yeah, it's nothing like your dad. And you know what's so crazy? I love my father. Like he cool. You know?
So, next topic on the porch. And I saw this tweet. I think this tweet probably took place a week ago. I didn't see it when it happened, but I got to talk about it now. Janelle Monae says that she only wants to hear women rap. Says men are too misogynistic. and male rap needs to be abolished.
Oh, nah, she tripping.
She ain't got enough hips and no shit tripping. Like that.
So do y'all think, like, my thing though is,
I'm
like,
for
when
the
we look
empowerment, but
when we look,
she took it too far.
When we look, when we look at the women that are rapping now,
yeah,
I think they shit is just as problematic.
Yeah, because my shit is problematic.
Oh, yes. Journey's a rapper.
My shit problematic.
Journey's a rapper. I didn't give
she
everybody.
She let me know. She let me know.
I didn't give everybody
money.
Because I'm going to get more money.
So, listen, if a nigga come get me out of the strip club, he rich as fuck. I'm mediocre, right? Mm-hmm. He just doing it because he got it. Mm-hmm. He just want to fuck with me because, you know, he like
I
me.
Fuck with you.
That $20,000, he's spending that shit to
ain't
him.
Shit to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm only saying that because I done been with so many. That ain't shit. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? 20,000 ain't shit. And I guess what I do? I go home and be like, 10 of that could have been mine. Why the hell did I just, you know what I'm saying? And it just, and that's my fault. You get what I'm saying? So I agree with
what
he's saying.
But he did not save you though.
Yeah, but I could have been saved if you I could. Saved myself. If I'm going to the strip club with a nigga that I know about the $20,000 that he going to hand me, because this has happened to me. Hand me $20,000 to throw, and I ain't taking it upon myself to be like, shit, I'm going to put 10 in my purse. That's my fault. Because if he gave me $20,000 to throw in
the club,
exactly. That's what he said.
But that's what be happening.
That's what he said. If a nigga giving you money to go shopping, to go spin at the mall.
He obviously don't care about it.
He don't give a fuck about it. And he don't care what you do with it. So why say that
for more than he's not saving anybody because he doesn't give a fuck.
Use another word.
I'm $10,000 richer.
I done been with a nigga with money. A nigga with money that really gives a fuck about your situation, that's willing to save, as y'all want to so put it, he's going to break it down to you like, bruh, I'm going to give you this money.
That's
and I know.
But
I'm just saying.
Hold on.
I'm talking about all fun and games.
If you don't want to be with
me,
why would you
take me out of strip club? Let me hear what
you said. Now, if that's his
bet, and he want to take me out of strip club.
Hold on. Sasha, finish what you were saying.
He was like, I'm going to give you this money, but I'm going to also give you the tools to do
X, Y, and Z. You need a nigga to coach you. You didn't have no money, but he gave you 50% of that shit. He gave you the money. You couldn't come at least come up with a plan. What the fuck are you good for? He did that to himself.
And that's how they back in the strip club.
Exactly.
You know what happened? You know what happened?
She didn't think a nigga would
have $20,000. At some point, you gotta be an adult. You gotta be an adult at some point.
But don't use the word save. If you're gonna use the word save, we gotta use it properly. If you're gonna save, you have to.
Y'all are using it correctly. I'm using it properly.
Y'all think y'all talking about? Y'all think you talking? He talking about like literally.
This is a fucking civil war.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. If I took you out of strip club, I saved you.
I did.
Definitely. If you invested in me,
y'all know.
I'm gonna show y'all a nigga. Stevie J saved Jocelyn. That's somebody that saved somebody. Because Jocelyn really didn't have nothing going on. She had nothing planned. That nigga took her out of the strip club, put her in the studio. Her song didn't do shit, but she been on Love and Hip Hop. And she popped off so crazy for reality TV. She did her own shit. That's a nigga saving because he gave her the tools.
So a nigga needs to.
But guess what? She had the ball. Let me tell you. She had the balls up and realized that she had the potential to not be a dumb bitch. Because at first, she was not smart at all. Y'all know that. She wasn't, but Stevie J did not let her go down that path.
Stevie J,
yeah, because he knew she had potential.
He saved her. We agree. We're saying that.
But let me tell you something. If she didn't have the right mindset to follow his lead,
she didn't have it at first.
She didn't. You just said that.
She was ready to go first, and she was about to go back.
Who helped her, though? He did.
He gave her the money. She got the brain.
No. Love and Hip Hop cut the check.
Love and Hip Hop checks ain't shit.
She probably made more money in a strip club.
Nah.
Love and Hip Hop. I promise you. Love and Hip Hop.
I know a lot of people.
Love and Hip Hop.
Justin doing stuff outside, though.
I know. Love and Hip Hop be offering niggas $5,000.
Yeah. I know bitches make five bands. I know bitches.
A season.
I know bitches
make. Don't make that much money.
$5,000 a season for Jocelyn? No way. She's probably one of the highest paid people on Love and Hip Hop.
Jocelyn now probably getting back off Love and Hip Hop.
Like the later seasons, but the first couple seasons, why would I pay you a lot of money? You don't know.
But they were always the storyline. They for
Who the fuck was Jocelyn before Love and Hip Hop?
But that's what I'm saying. They were all always the initial.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what, at the first couple seasons, why would they give her a big bag?
I just feel like as a female, who the fuck you just got because
it's like Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man. The first Iron Man, they like, bro, we saving you because you was shit.
And y'all don't think they didn't cut the check for that man for that first movie?
No, they didn't.
They did not.
No,
I know that for a fact.
Because that's fact.
That's fact.
He had a drug problem, a drinking problem.
He was fucked up.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
They saved him. Iron Man 3, though, and Avengers?
But it paid off.
That bag.
It paid off.
But do you see what I'm saying about them saving him? Because he's done multiple Iron Man.
No. No, what you saying is saving is if they had gave him a job and they gave him drug counseling rehab. Yeah, like,
I'm sure somebody was there on set waiting. Like,
No, that's accountability. He had to do that shit himself.
Yeah.
He had to make sure that he was good.
He had somebody there talking to him like, dude, this is what we
No, because guess
you.
What?
This is they what were trying
to
get from
no, 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 no. They will recast your ass because who was the first the nigga the Iron Man sidekick
Tanner
in the first?
Where the fuck is
he? They recast his ass like it was nothing.
Okay, bro thought he was big bad. They said get your ass up out of there.
He didn't follow through, so they had to get somebody new.
Exactly. So they count on you to get your shit together. Because if you don't get your shit together, we're gonna put another nigga in your
I'm
spot.
Sure there was still somebody there.
Now, like, if you
take, we off this.
If you take a bitch and she come up with her own shit, like, babe, I want this money for this, you be like, oh, okay. I'm about to give it to you anyway.
You only need to fit this shit. I'm going to give you 100
shit.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Like, that's all I'm saying with the female, with the saving shit. Like, it's up to the female if she want to get saved or not.
I'm just having fun.
The nigga just having fun. Nigga just giving you money. It's up to what you want
to
do.
It's 10,000 to him, but that shit, this shit, that's play money to him. But shit, it's 10,000 that can change your life.
You go get your LLC and do, like, it's up to you.
So, would y'all rather have the LLC or the Benz truck or the Birkin?
LLC.
LLC.
Well, honestly, I probably wouldn't need a nigga to do that. That's free. I could do that myself. I've done that.
It ain't free. It's cheap. It's
when I say it's free, yeah, it's cheap.
It's
like not.
$100, $200.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not
nothing. I
don't
need a nigga to save me.
Get
an
LLC. What the girls be saying now?
About that. Pay for the inventory.
Yeah, pay for inventory.
I think differently. I don't give a fuck how much money I got. If a nigga willing to do something for me, thank you. I don't give a fuck if I got a motherfucker.
So you don't care if the inventory or the LLC?
Huh?
You don't care if it's
the I want the LLC. I want that.
But for what?
Like, are you in business? Are you in business now?
No. Both.
Are you in business now?
No.
Oh, okay. You just doing the music. So would you rather nigga pay for the studio
but I
time?
I used to sell lip gloss and eyelashes.
So would you rather nigga pay for your lip gloss inventory or the LLC?
My lip gloss inventory?
Inventory for
that's the new thing now, nigga.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
Because inventory be costing. That shit do be costing. But shit, it's a flip. Like, if you got an article, like when I was selling the first 5 shirts, like, damn, them motherfuckers sold out quick. So if I could turn $50 into $350 real quick, then shit, I'm going to do it.
That's smart.
That's the quick flip. So that was fun. So let's get into our next topic. Well, do you love a girl you lie to or tell the truth to a girl you love?
Mm. Hold on, say it again. Do you tell the truth to a girl?
Which girl do you love more? The one you lie to, the one you tell the truth to.
The one you love.
The one you lie.
The one you lie to.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Because mom's gonna fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
But I'm saying with me,
the one you lie to.
You gotta tell me the truth.
Yeah, you gotta tell me.
But I'm saying with other people, you know, the world, yeah, they lie.
I'm gonna say the one you lie to because you don't want to. You never want to hurt somebody that you care about. You never want to hurt their feelings or put them in a position that's.
So you saying you lie to them?
Yeah.
You do. You a lie.
Who, me? I ain't never cheated on nobody. I don't know.
We're not talking about cheating. We're talking about just telling the truth.
What are you lying about though?
I think, in my opinion, that's anything, but let's just take cheating for instance. Like, if I cheat on a girl that I really don't care about, shit, you know, it is what it is. I don't really care about you. But damn, like, you got to think long and hard about the girl you really love, because it's like, it's implications that you care about that's going to come with it. Like, if I don't care about you being in my life, I don't give a fuck about what you do. If I tell you the truth and you leave,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Facts.
But if I like you,
yeah.
You're going to lie.
I don't know if I'm going to lie, though, because, like,
the lie going to come out. So it's like.
But when you lie, you're going to have to tell another lie.
I got to figure out something to do.
It's something.
But you still going to tell that initial lie if you care about them. You messed up.
I might not lie.
It's not going to be a lie. It's going to be an anti-truth.
Yeah, I'm just going to be the truth a little bit.
But then again, it's still niggas that still lie to somebody that they didn't care about for no reason. Like, if you really didn't care, what would you lie for? Why you ain't tell me you already had a girlfriend? And y'all niggas still be lying.
Is that really a lie or just omitting the whole truth?
What Trump said?
If we was talking, you had a girlfriend. Fake news. You said no, that's lying.
Yeah, that's a lie.
But most girls don't ask.
Yeah. Most girls do ask, and niggas be lying.
I ask too.
Nigga, who are we talking to other people? Yeah. Do you talk to somebody else? What's going on? Yeah. I don't want to be walking with you at Walmart or we out to dinner and somebody busts. What are you doing? You need to let me know what's going on. What are you lying for? Niggas be lying.
Just so that we can go around. Now, me.
I ain't gonna lie, you really sloppy if you going out in public and you got like three girlfriends. You
can't
be doing
that. You is.
Well, niggas is sloppy like that.
Niggas is sloppy.
Pull up to Insta Blue right
niggas,
now.
I feel like niggas like that.
You gonna see somebody with somebody that got no business being there with. I'm just saying. Like,
even in the middle of COVID, they still
what?
Like
that.
Yeah, hey, what? Niggas do be moving shady through COVID.
Facts.
That girlfriend at home sneaking.
Everybody quarantining.
He out
that girlfriend got the
that
shit.
She got home and you
lungs failing and shit. You out here trying to get your dick sucked.
That's,
then he probably done brought savage. COVID to her. He probably got a friend of side chick and took her home.
Yo, suck the COVID out of bitch ass, boy. You out here. This nigga out here moving shiesty. You a shady motherfucker,
that's
man.
That's foul.
That's foul, man.
Spicy.
Damn, that's crazy. Your man be dead because you don't gave the COVID. Damn!
How you going to explain that?
Hell, he's going to be at the funeral, goddamn.
Crying and shit. Sad as hell.
Fuck. With the side bitch. Right. She don't recover because she was asymptomatic. What the fuck is you scratching?
It's white stuff like keep falling on me. I'm trying to see where it's coming from.
COVID. Oh, shit. All right, let me get into the next one. Clicked the wrong thing. Yeah. Okay, facts or cap? Do y'all believe in the right person, wrong time?
Yeah. Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's the right person, it's gonna be the right time.
Mm-mm.
Man.
I feel like.
No,
because many it take y'all a little minute to like mature. So it could be you could meet a girl who literally got everything going for herself. She got a degree, a business, or whatever. Like, yeah. She got her own situation, but you just not really in a position to really give her everything that she needs. So time, affection, you know what I'm saying? Like, so she the right person. You probably could marry her that day, but you not in either financially or mentally. Mm-hmm. You not in the space to.
I feel like it's with women too.
We be trying to get with this person, like we trying to love this person when they not ready to get. They not ready for us to
love.
Them.
Love.
And we
love.
Up. All
we
trying to love.
They be trying
the
to make
person.
It.
Trying to make them be the right person for us, and it's not. They not there yet.
You said you believe it.
I feel like women do that a lot. Like we try.
Y'all will force it. Y'all will fucking no. Y'all force it. Women will force it.
Hold on, wait. Some women do, but I ain't the type.
I don't think it was called.
But it's like I know exactly what you mean. Like it's like I want to like. Not building.
That's like you want him to
build him for me.
Yeah.
He ain't got a business that you do, so you trying to make sure he getting this, but he not even on a business level right now. His mindset ain't right. Ain't there.
That nigga just want to stay at home and play Xbox all day.
Yeah, and you trying to get him to change into a different person, but that's not where he at.
Nah,
right now.
I ain't talking about like changing somebody. I'm talking about if you meet somebody I already made for you, and it's like, I'm not finna let the bullshit I got going on stop me from this. If I find somebody perfect, I don't care what the fuck I got going on. That's perfect. I got to get that.
But that's your mindset. A lot of guys don't have that mindset. They like, I'm not ready. And a lot of guys, they rather leave the good girl to find somebody else. And they'll literally tell you, I had somebody tell me, I don't want to hurt you. I just can't do it right now because I feel like I'm going to hurt
that
you.
That should be a lie. Niggas say that because you ain't got something that we want.
Which is what?
And niggas don't want to say
it,
that.
It depends.
It'd be different shit.
But is it something that you don't, is it something that we don't have or is it something that,
it's something you don't have.
It's something, yeah. It may not always just depend on what he's looking for.
It depends on what he's looking for. It's like, but I don't hurt your feelings because I do care about you. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's something that is off about you that I'm telling you I can't do that right
now.
That's
why you don't agree.
But I will say this because you just kind of brought something to mind. Because I had a guy tell me one time, he was like, I was more focused on possessing you than actually trying to be with you. And to me, what you just said kind of correlated with that because you're like, dang, is she perfect? I got to get that. But just because you get that don't mean that it's the right time because you get that and you low-key might be fucking it up because you're not reciprocating the amount of affection or what time or you maybe she her love language is gifts and you not buy her, you know what I'm saying? It's just that could still be the wrong time for you, right person, wrong time because you're too busy trying to obtain her.
But I'm saying though, if y'all don't match like that, it's not the right person.
Yeah,
Exactly. It's not, like, it's it could be 99%, but if it's not 100%, then it's not
the match. No, that's the 80-20 rule. See, that's the problem.
I don't believe in that shit.
Why is it trying to find 100% when you probably just going to get that 80? Because
fuck that. I'm not dealing with 80. I'm going for 100.
I had this conversation
with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Niggas be willing to, like, meet motherfuckers in the middle about shit that they shouldn't. Yeah, like they be trying to like bend on shit that they shouldn't. I'm not gonna bend on shit.
Yeah. That's why, like, she said it's the wrong time. It's not the wrong time.
It's the wrong person. That's how you end up like Will and Jada.
Yeah, it's like because it's certain shit that I'm not gonna. You're right. Yeah. It's certain shit I'm not gonna bend on. I'm not gonna bend on certain shit. So like
that nigga love her so much, all the shit he really don't want her to do.
She doing it.
He like, man, damn, fuck it, bro.
Relationships is 50-50, and compromise and communication are two big.
But on certain shit,
so
though.
So just saying that you won't bend
certain
at
shit.
All.
Certain shit, though.
That's fine. You're allowed to have deal breakers, but to say somebody's not 100% because they won't go with your deal breakers, I just feel like it's like.
For instance, one of my deal breakers.
Give me time.
One of my deal breakers, like in like talking, like when I first meet somebody, is communication. And I'm not saying it's like, oh, I got to be online all day. But if you can't talk, tell me. Don't go like a day, goddamn hours without texting me in there. And we having a conversation and you just disappear. Like, that's just for me. And I cut motherfuckers off of that. A lot of people. Like, cause if you can't communicate, that's simple. Communication is simple.
Yeah. It may not be the right time. Okay, so say this.
What
life.
If they tell you up front, I'm really not that great of a texter, whatever.
I will work on it. We're going to see what work on it looks like.
That's a
compromise
then.
We're going to see what work on it looks like.
No. That's let me see.
That's a compromise.
But if it don't get right, I'm
exactly,
out.
Exactly. Because I've been there before.
But that's a compromise. That's meeting in the middle.
If it does not work,
no, no. That's her saying, okay, I know I'm not good at this, but I'm going to get better at it for you. Now, if she don't get better at it to my liking, then shit, I'm out.
But that's not a compromise, though. That's not a compromise.
No, because she's going to get better.
Yeah, like.
But if she don't get better,
she
then I'm out.
She is. You don't know that she's trying.
That's what I'm saying. But if
she doesn't,
I'm out.
Okay, that's fine. But once the moment she says, I will try and do this, that's a compromise.
That's a compromise.
And you decide,
we're not together.
Yeah, because we.
It doesn't have to be together. She wasn't the something.
Yeah.
What we're saying is, if the problem not fixed, it's not the right person.
Okay. We get that. We're just saying the initial point and contact
that she tried.
Is a compromise. It's not a compromise.
You have to meet my standard. No, my standard is this, so you have to come up to this or not.
So
I'm not meeting you down to your standard. I'm not saying, oh, well, you want to text 2 days out of the week? All right, well, let's do 3. Nah, I want every day. If you can't do every day, I'm out.
Now, her saying, I'm not good at it, but I'm working on it. Okay, I'm going to try to.
All right, let's see what's up.
And if she don't, then cool. Then I'm out. That's my thing, though.
Motherfuckers be like. With y'all messing up y'all own stuff. How you going to say?
How I'm messing up?
How you going to say it's only what you want? No, I want every day. If you can't do every day, then go. You're messing up your own blessings.
That's what I want, though.
She not fucking blessing.
What? I don't want that. I don't want that.
You're not a blessing. You're not a blessing.
I might not be.
Not to her. That's to another motherfucker.
Cool.
She's not a blessing to you, but somebody else will be a blessing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what the fuck that got to do with me?
It might be my bro. I'm like, hey, bro, she don't. Hey, you know that shit you don't like? That bitch do that you don't like? She do all that. Go over there and fuck with that. That's you right there, all the way.
But the minute you out my likeness, shit. What? Why would I be upset about that?
Yeah, I don't. You shouldn't hurt me.
No. Y'all be worried about motherfuckers that already proved that they not for you.
Yeah.
Why? That's unwanted. You see, you know you do. That's why you looking like that.
Nah, okay, I'm going to say this. Because I have. I'm not going to say that I do that now, but I have. But it's, for me, potential.
I don't give a fuck about potential.
No,
yeah,
right.
Potential,
but that's my personality. So I understand that there are times where I've met a guy and I see potential in him. He's not like dead broke, but he's not up. But it's like, I can see where he's trying to go with it, so let me just
hold
it down.
You tried to save him, huh? She tried to save her, nigga.
Let me just hold it down.
Man, but you can't change human beings, bro. Either I can ask you to change what I want and you can do it, or it's not. I can't make you fuck with me. Either it is or it ain't.
Right. But like,
I feel like you shouldn't even have to tell a person something. That's like, once you be with somebody
some
and y'all
shit,
click
like,
and y'all with each other every day, they start to know you.
Yeah, it's just supposed to feel
like
it's
certain stuff you supposed to already know. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you, like, look, I don't want you to do this.
If
that's your real soulmate, he shouldn't have to change you. You shouldn't have to change him. y'all already cool.
Ain't no fucking compromise.
Because y'all so, yeah, ain't no compromise. Because no, I love everything you do, and you love everything I do. Like, I don't have to change. You
can there's no way that's an everyday
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's not. Because you have to tell somebody what's the boundaries, what do I like, what do I don't like. It's no, I'm assuming that just because we've been hanging out, you know, because some people don't know. And that's
so
why a lot
of
people
relationship, y'all been in, y'all told the guy, like, look, this one.
This is what I like. We asked you, what makes you upset? What don't you like? What
you
makes you happy?
These questions?
Yes,
yes,
I ask these questions
definitely.
Just like that.
I swear to God, I don't.
It's some stuff that you need to know. If I was hanging with you and I did something and I seen that you had a reaction, okay, I know that. I don't have to ask you that question. But it's some stuff I need to know because we have not experienced that. We only been talking for
weeks
now.
I can see if we go through a situation, you know, like we out and a girl pop up and I be like, oh, well, who's that? You know, but like if everything good, we out, we chill,
I ain't just bringing up
a
imaginary situation.
I don't
know.
What makes you mad as fuck? Like, how can I piss you the fuck off? Like, to me,
you,
like,
you need to know that because I need to tell you don't do that because once you do it, you make me mad and now I'm off you.
That sounds like a woman trying to get back at me when she know, like, so what makes you mad? Because you know, when I piss you off, you're going to do exactly what I told you would make me mad.
You're messing with children.
That would sound like me.
That's women. That's the shit women do. Women are petty. Y'all fucking petty.
It's like, I hate when you don't respond to me all day. It's like, I piss her off. What you doing?
Mm-hmm. Look right at the phone. This thing gonna be mad as fuck.
Red receipts is on. Leave your shit on red. Y'all hate that shit? Yeah. That shit infuriates me. What? Like, it's certain shit that, like yesterday, it's certain shit motherfuckers do that, like, will make me physically hot. Like, I feel my body temperature rise.
Bro, what?
Like, the shit will make me physically hot, and I'll be like, I gotta calm down. Like, not on no violent shit, but like, you fucking trying me.
Yeah, bro.
Why don't you just leave?
But these not even motherfuckers, like, these are like acquaintances. These not relationship shit, but this is like booking this shit for instance. Like, every week. Like, people take their time responding. Like, yesterday, motherfuckers supposed to hit me back in 20 minutes, didn't respond at all. And I hit him with the question mark. That shit was on red. I'm like, bitch, you asked me. And you, okay. And I'll cut a motherfucker off forever for some shit like that. You'll never hear from me again.
You did that to me for that.
When?
Yesterday.
Ooh.
I text you this morning. What are you talking about?
But I text you like 2 days ago.
Oh, you being petty.
I'm being petty.
We text every week. We talk every
matter.
Week.
What that mean?
We talk.
It wasn't enough for her.
And you still left me on red when I asked you.
Okay, new girl. Damn, petty. Women, see, I'm talking about petty. Anyway, okay. What would the homies do? Y'all ready? If you're in a relationship and your partner imposes a no sex rule, are you just going to go without or should you be allowed to get some on the side?
Hold on, what?
I feel like you should just leave.
If you're in a relationship and your partner imposes like a period of no sex, they ain't giving you no...
I can't be with you.
Well, no, if you agree, if y'all come to terms with y'all want to do like a
Will and Jada.
Like, if y'all want to do a cleanse and y'all come to
like
agreement,
we're
going to take that out.
Y'all either married or y'all like a deep relationship.
Like, about to be engaged.
I can hold out.
I feel like if y'all come into an agreement, if y'all come into an agreement, he like, babe, I think we should just take this out.
No, not an agreement. It's just some shit that they want to do.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You horny as fuck.
I'm horny, bro.
Only if it's
an agreement. I'm a horny ass nigga, bro. I can't do that.
Get right. I don't got to go hop on another one because he just...
But I feel like that should be talk
ain't
amongst
no
y'all
for niggas.
Two. And if you don't want to talk, then I think
what?
You should just leave.
Oh, you ain't been to the sex store then?
Or leave
because you don't visit.
You wild.
I'm just
you
saying.
You a wild
there's
motherfucker.
There's plenty of toys for
men.
Let me
see the hand sanitizer.
It's
like,
plenty of toys for men.
They have like blow ups and they got like a booty hole and stuff. Y'all just
what the fuck type of shit
you
get into?
Oh, you can go.
They got like fake vagina.
You know, listen. You can go pick the girl that probably had the best pussy you ever had in your life and go clone it right now.
What the fuck type of shit you getting into?
You can go clone it right now.
And then in the inside, it feels like...
It feels just like hers.
James.
I swear.
James got one.
Wow. Okay.
James been neutral. You see how women do?
He didn't deny it.
James been neutral.
He didn't deny it.
James been neutral this whole time.
James is not in this.
He didn't deny it, though. All he said was, wow. He didn't deny it.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
James, I'm... Shut up.
He didn't deny it.
Wait. You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm
done. We're still waiting for the denial.
James, do you have a sex toy?
I do not have a sex toy.
He denied it, okay? Leave James alone.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
His body language is saying this.
Y'all niggas. So if your man said you couldn't get no dick,
I waited out.
You waited out. What if you said like no dick till we get married?
Is it? Sheesh. I waited out. I could do that. There's gonna be a lot of rubbing going on.
Journey.
I ain't waiting.
I can't wait.
Fucking my
way, bro. I don't know how we separated the rooms like this.
What if he wanted
like
to do it?
Well,
like,
you don't smoke.
Like, no head. No head is no that.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
What if it's wait. Like a cleanse? Oh, you and Hot are together?
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said you waiting on Hot.
No, he's an artist person.
Oh, I was, oh.
Hot is, sorry.
Let's no, that's see.
Hot brought Erica.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I thought she said she was.
Yeah.
Okay. No, not like we're together, but not like in a relationship.
Hot the homie.
We came together.
Okay. Hot is the homie. He not the homie.
But look, what if he said, let's take this out for a cleanse with us so we can focus on like ourselves.
Man, that ain't got shit to do with me. Me jacking on ain't got shit to do with you.
I'm not going to lie. If I love my man.
You going to hate it up.
Let me tell you something. If I really love my man, like we know how we be, ladies. Mm-hmm. We really love our man. Like we so into our man. All we think about is our man. And you wake up, right, with your man beside you.
But what if he accepts his
life? Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Think about it.
Some days I wake up horny. Like this morning, I woke up horny before I was fully awake. Yeah. Well, I just started hunching my bed.
Like
God damn. So if I wake up next to a motherfucker and she said I can't have no, what? I'm gonna jack off aggressively and look at you.
That's
mad as fuck.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Mad as fuck.
I ain't doing that.
I feel like if y'all come to an agreement and y'all can substitute that with something like y'all going places and actually doing like deep stuff with each other.
Some cheeks. They can't substitute for no cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying like, it's different than him just saying none. You ain't getting none, and then you just like.
That's what I'm saying. No.
He didn't ask you, was you okay with it? Especially if y'all in a deep relationship or married. That's
no, if y'all talking out like, hey, I'm going
to get sex. They're just saying, hey, I just don't feel like having sex. I'm.
No.
I'm going to think you're gay.
No, I'm going to think and I'm gonna you need to find you a new bitch.
So that's just one day?
Because.
No, like, until they feel like having sex again.
I mean, that's normal, though.
It could be a week.
I feel like you're gay. Because now it's not normal because if you a nigga and you wake up beside a beautiful bitch, it's just automatically you're horny. Like.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a different type of love. Cause like everybody know what they like, the shit that they like physically. But like when you like a motherfucker that's kind of not in that realm of what you normally like, but you in love with their ass, that's different. Like, damn, I normally like, cause it's been like I said it before. Like I love motherfucker with big fat asses. But like the chick that had me schmitten the most was the fitness chick. She was built, she had fit body. Like ass wasn't crazy like that. But I loved her.
Yeah.
So I wake up to her every day.
But you don't be that attracted.
Yeah, like.
Oh, you're not attracted.
No, I would be attracted, like, because I like her.
But that ain't what you like.
It's not what I like, typically.
It's not what you used to, but you love her.
Hey, I love her, and that shit, because I love you, it's going to make my dick hard. Yeah,
facts.
You're going to get your shit beat out equally.
But
you was a nasty motherfucker. We got sterilized the booth.
What did I do?
This motherfucker.
I'm just being honest.
So, like, and I saw this video on Twitter, like, last week, and niggas was, like, they went around the beach asking girls, like, how would they feel if a nigga curved them for sex, like, and a lot of motherfuckers were like, I'm gonna take it.
Oh, I dubbed them.
What you say?
No, I'm saying, like, if you, as a girl, went out to a nigga's like, yo, I wanna let you beat, and he was like, nah, I'm good.
But girls
like,
say that?
That's a little forward. Nah,
girls say that.
Not that aggressively, but I mean like
some of them do say that aggressively, and it's always a little off.
We appreciate.
So
that.
I'm saying, do girls say that to y'all? I swear to God, I never.
I mean, if I get lit, that's your nigga though.
Like,
yeah, but I'm saying like, if you don't know a nigga,
a random person
in the club.
Y'all
ain't never seen a nigga y'all just want to let smash?
No.
Y'all different.
Yeah, y'all real different.
It's different because niggas can walk in like. 2 feet into the club, see five bitches that they hit.
It's like, oh shit.
Bro. I mean, that's.
They in here tonight.
I mean, you can look at somebody and look at a dude and say he's attractive, but automatically,
I'm like well, yeah, I'm tonight.
No, I ain't gonna lie though. It be going through my head sometimes though. Like, if I see it, I be like,
Nigga putting on a gray sweatpants.
But I be like, yeah, I'm trying. But I tell my friend, like, oh my God, you look good.
What if he come over and start flirting with you? You gonna tell him, like, yo, so you trying to go home with me?
No, I ain't gonna do that.
So, y'all don't shoot y'all sex shots?
Nah, I don't shoot my shots.
I don't see shots at all.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why y'all shy?
I'm a little old fashioned.
No, I let the niggas come to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's been my issue like the past few months. Like women will want you to be on their dick, but do not reciprocate that shit.
If she don't reciprocate, that means she don't like niggas.
No. They want to be chased. Like, women want to be chased.
No, listen. If she don't reciprocate it, she don't like you. Because if a nigga that I already been checking out, if he send me the hard eyes right now on my DM, I'm at him. Like, yo, okay.
Y'all know what my favorite meme is right now about
this? When the
woman be like...
Niggas got him. I have a meme folder. Yeah,
this nigga don't feel me think about him? Like,
exactly. Exactly.
If you go on Instagram right now and like 5 pictures, I'm going to go to his page and like 7. Right. I'm on it. If she don't reciprocate it, she don't like
that
you.
That shit is weird. Period.
But no, y'all don't be feeling us thinking about y'all. Like,
no.
Why are you still sitting down across from this room?
No. So, that's how y'all shoot y'all shots. Y'all, like,
think about a nigga, like.
Yeah, hard.
They manifest. Damn, y'all wild.
You do have to manifest them, though, for real.
That shit, man.
Ladies, manifest the man that you want. Okay. Everything.
You can't manifest Drake, ladies. Get in your league.
Ooh, you know what's crazy that you said? Cause
get in your league.
No, listen. I've been manifesting for the past 3 years that Drake is going to write a song about me. So the fact that you just said that, I've been manifesting that. I don't know what he going to write about me, but I've just been saying that for the longest. I'm manifesting that. So just watch. Because I done been around Drake twice, and he done bumped into me twice. So I'm manifesting that. He gonna write something.
You should have grabbed his dick.
Oh my gosh, in public like that? I probably should have. He probably would have went being for it.
Sexual predator. Safe space. This is a safe space.
Come on, chill.
That's harassment.
That is harassment. You out grabbing artist dick.
I didn't, but you just gave me the idea. Sorry.
Okay. Let's get into the Big Homie's Kitchen. Let's talk about some music. TP, we're gonna start with you. What's poppin'? Number one on Rhythmic. What's up, man? Talk to me, man. So Rhythmic is what? That's the hip hop R&B chart?
Nah, I think that's the which one is that?
Wait, what
are
we talking about?
I missed the question. The rhythmic chart.
Oh, no.
Chart.
Urban is hip hop and R&B. Rhythmic is.
That's a different one.
All that other shit. Yeah.
Okay. So, what's popping number one on.
White people shit.
White people shit. But it was number two. It was top three.
Yeah, it's number three now.
Okay. Cool. So, what's popping? Jack Harlow produced by Pooh and Just Made. How's it feel, man? You got the remix with Tunchi, Tory Lanez. Who is one more? I'm forgetting.
The Baby.
Ooh.
How's it feel, man? You been having your artist resume is impressive. You go from Nudie to Jetson. I didn't give everybody their traditional intro. Because this motherfucker would have been so long. Like, we never had two popping motherfuckers on here at the same time. Like, we normally limit it to just one. Like, when Erica Banks was just Erica Banks.
Okay.
But, like, we got two today.
Let's get in.
But we're just going to start with TP. Okay. So. What's how I feel, man?
I feel like it's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You used to it now. I mean, you go from the baby to all the success you had last year. Did Suge make number one?
Suge was number seven.
It's number seven. That motherfucker should have been higher. You couldn't go anywhere.
And not hear Suge.
Without hearing dum 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 dum.
So what was your feeling when you first worked with these artists? Like the very first.
Come in, but you didn't start working with artists. You started working with, I want to say, was it The Blog with Holiday?
Mm-hmm.
So The Blog, he was working over the holiday season, was doing his blogs and his media and stuff like that. And then, like, how did you get to start working with artists?
Meezy.
Yeah. Shout out to Meezy.
Yeah. Savage Manager. Meezy hate like driving and shit like that. So
yeah.
He wanted somebody to be like a road manager for Savage.
Yeah.
So he could just not drive.
Yeah.
So he asked me to do it. And then I was like, yeah, I'll be at home not doing shit.
Yeah.
So I did it. And that's how I met Nudie.
Yeah.
And then when Nudie started rapping, I became Nudie manager.
Okay.
That's lit.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's what's
up. TP out here, man. Y'all go follow him, OGXTP on all
social
media.
He's saving girls at the strip club, y'all.
Now they want to say he's saving them. Now they want to get your credit.
Like real talk, though. Like, that's really like a fantasy of mine. Like, I really want to, like, have
a I do, too.
Like, you want an Ari?
I want an Amber Rose.
What was Ari doing before she got with artists? She was a stripper. I mean, but before G-Hobo.
She was a stripper or a bartender.
He got her out of the strip club. He told her she ain't have to strip no more.
I want to save at least one.
Yeah, I want to save one, too.
Amber Rose, that's a good...
Because it's an ego thing. Okay. Yeah, niggas got egos. Like, so if I can say, like... I said this before. Like, if I can say I help a motherfucker get to where they want to be in life, which I've done to this point, not to that level, but y'all put niggas in a chance to win. So, like, if I can change a motherfucker's life like that, then shit, where they ain't doing some shit they had to do to survive, this shit, hey, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it.
So would y'all turn into the housewife?
Nah, I ain't trying to do all that. That's why I say Amber Rose
because that's only because I don't like being in the crib all day. Like the first 2 weeks of quarantine was cool because I was working like a motherfucker before then. But now at this point, shit, man, I'm be tired of being in my room, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of that shit, so I'm gonna do it because like it's the best option right now. But shit, I'm tired of that motherfucker at this point. Hate it.
I've been seeing folks outside and I've been having FOMO. I just want to go to Allure so bad.
I went to a mall last week.
I can't do all that.
It was like a death trap.
All that corona in there, man. Yeah. I can't.
I stayed for like 20 minutes. Look at yeah, go ahead.
Not up your arm.
All that shit.
I went to Blue Flame, my lord.
You be outside, outside.
You be outside.
No, I don't be outside.
You be opium.
I went to them places one time.
I've been seeing them girls that work in them club post they got corona on their close friends.
No,
and shit.
For real.
And I'd be like,
on their close friends?
On their close friends.
Oh, they tweet.
They don't even post on their real Instagram.
My friend got corona.
How close y'all is?
We close. She live in Atlanta. She know her little quarantine, 14 days quarantine.
I think everybody knows somebody that got it at this point.
Honestly, I think everybody's going to have to get it. Because I'm going to be real. Yeah. When you go and they tell you they got it, they don't give you no medicine. They tell you go home.
Ain't no medicine.
No, they tell you go home and hydrate. So drink water every day, people.
Get you some elderberry.
What you should have been doing anyway.
Right, what you should have been already doing, but that's literally what they tell you. They don't give you no Tylenol. They don't give you nothing.
I recently found out, like, when you pee and it goes straight down to the bottom of the toilet, that means you're dehydrated because it's straight pee. And you need to drink water.
When it goes straight?
When it's clear.
How do we go straight?
You mean
now?
No, when like, it's yellow?
Yeah, when it's go, when it's dark. Well, not
but if
not
you
dark
pee
yellow.
Dark yellow, you need to drink water.
Like,
your pee is supposed to be clear. If you're drinking enough water,
I peed earlier this summer and that shit was like sunk down to the bottom of the toilet. Oh, something's wrong. This shit not supposed to be.
What you mean? Tell me some straight pee.
It's pure urine. Like, it's. Nothing like when you drink whatever, like when you drink water, it'll dilute it. Yeah. But like if you just pee into this straight, there's nothing in your body.
If your pee this color, you need to drink water.
First of all, if your pee is this color,
you need to go to the hospital. You're dead, buddy.
Don't pop them legs.
Your pee look like a Cheeto bag.
Now, if it's like this color, this yellow right there.
That's tolerable. Yeah. But I peed my shit look like straight water. Like this is when I was working in the radio station. I had like a gallon of water that I was drinking. I would see like how much water I could drink in a night. And that shit, I was pissing like a motherfucker.
I was about to say, you had to be peeing like a
fucking. I was pissing like a motherfucker.
That's why I hate drinking too much water, because that shit make you piss too much.
Yes. Yeah, piss like a motherfucker. And that shit was like straight water, like straight clear.
It runs straight through you.
Hell yeah. So Journey.
Yes.
Your turn. Yes. You in the kitchen. What's up, man? So how long you been doing the music?
Like a year and 3 months, 4 months.
So you was doing music while you were stripping?
Mm-hmm.
So you was going to Cardi B route?
I was going the Journey route.
The Journey route. So where did you get the name from? That's
what inspired the name. That's been my dance name since I first started dancing.
Okay, so you didn't.
My life is a journey.
That makes sense. I thought it was like just specifically a rap name.
No, it's my dancing name.
Okay,
but
cool.
It's my rap name.
So how's the rap journey been for you so far?
Cool, I love it.
You love it? Mm-hmm. So you got the single now, Pop mm-hmm. Shit. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that.
What you want to know about it first?
Everything, like the origins, who produced it, what?
So it's produced by my friend Vince McCauley.
Mm-hmm.
And the video just dropped on Worldstar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's on all platforms. And it's like I'm like a female vibe type artist, but a nigga can listen to me too. Mm-hmm. You know, like I make music for the females, mm-hmm. for us to pop our shit, but a nigga here, he'll be like, oh yeah, I can listen to this shawty pop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the type of vibe it's given.
So are you kind of like, is it like kind of like City Girls type?
No.
Cardi type, like I'll beat somebody up.
Cash doll.
It depends. Cause I'm like real versatile. Okay. Like some of my shit, you listen, you be like, oh, she hard. Or some shit I make, you be like, oh, okay. This like a, you know, I got a different type of stuff. Like,
okay.
So, yeah, I got different shit. It's not everything just hard, but that's mostly what I do though. Like I am like a hard rapper. I be trying to like, you know.
So you got bars. You don't got the bubblegum rap shit. You got bars.
I got both. I do. It depends on the beat though. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
Whatever you feeling when the beat comes on.
Like some beats, I be like, oh, I gotta go in. Yeah. I gotta give them straight bars. But some beats make it easy for me where I could just say some stupid flashy and they be like, oh, why this shit?
You be rapping on them 5-year foreign, like them drill beats?
No.
Oh.
What type of beat is that?
You know that little, hey, lit bitch.
Oh, yeah, I can do that, yeah.
I like when bitches rap.
I got a lot of little raps like that. I have a lot of hard beats, but some of my stuff's sentimental too, so.
Look at my little speaker.
Oh, my, what's
going on? That's what I was looking for. Did I put over there?
No.
It's around this motherfucker, so I know I brought it in. Fuck the screen all up. But I heard a motherfucker today rapping in a motherfucker from Thailand rapping on. You ever posted that motherfucker?
That shit was funny.
Nigga sound just like Fabio.
That shit was
just
funny.
Like, yo, that New York drill shit is goddamn international.
It sounded like Pop Smoke a little bit though, to me.
It was that sound. It was that Fabio Pop Smoke sound. Nigga was like,
Wait, why
are they calling it New York drill?
Whatever.
Somebody please explain that to me.
I don't look.
I could have swore drill music originated in Chicago.
What
the fuck ever? I don't know.
I'm just saying.
We're going to give niggas their credit.
Let's not try to take it away now.
Where you going to be from Chicago?
No, I just told you I'm from Michigan, but I'm from the Midwest. So it's just like we all one big melting pot. You know what I mean?
That nigga from Thailand.
That shit lit.
That shit probably gonna fuck up in Thailand too.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Bro, it's like,
I'm gonna play that shit when we find the speaker. That motherfucker around somewhere.
The drill shit came from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because New York got it from London, because London kind of like adapted it first.
I know what you're talking about.
And then New York kind of like adapted it from London. So it's like, it's a weird. Huh. It's a weird.
Oh, y'all speak? All right, we
need that. Weird way how it went.
Yeah, nigga, I was like, damn, this nigga got
I was like, wait.
Nigga got the blicky. How you turn this motherfucker on? Oh, there it is right there.
So do you still dance, Journey?
It's called rhythm.
I mean, yeah, no. I don't know when I want to. Like, I haven't been back since Corona, but I don't know.
What club you was at?
I really don't know. I'm trying to figure out myself. It's like, but I do want to go back, but I don't. You get what I'm saying?
Where you dancing?
Well, in D.C., I work at Stadium. Here at Allure.
I done heard of Stadium.
Damn, I love
Stadium Hall.
I love Allure, bro.
You love Allure?
Man, that club's so special to me.
I love Allure, too. I haven't been back, though, but I was before Corona and stuff, I was working at Stadium. But I haven't been back since
Corona. Well, the goal is not for you to go back. We're going to get this music shit popping.
Yeah. But if you do go back to Allure, let me know.
Okay.
I got a
question. We're going to support you.
Yes.
Support black businesses.
Yes. I got a question, though, because I'm nosy.
Okay.
Did you get your body done?
Yeah.
Both? Your boobs, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see the booty, but I was trying to see the girls.
I got my own. I got on my big t-shirt.
Did you get your shit done?
No. I've been wanting to know, though.
Natural joke.
Do you want to get more, or are you going to leave
me, please? No. I don't want to get nothing else. I've been twice. I got my body done twice. I got one here, and then I went to Columbia and got done because I ain't gonna say I ain't like how they did in the U.S., but you know, they only could take out like a certain amount of fat. Mm-hmm. So after I had my baby, I had went to Cali.
It looked good, because some people, them thighs, they look like a pea.
Mm-hmm. But see, I don't got ass shots. Like, girls with ass shots.
You just got
like
a fat transfer.
I got a fat transfer.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
BBL. Man, listen, that's my favorite surgery.
What?
Like, anytime a girl tell me she want to get BBL, like, I'm with it, like.
What I got BBL.
But how far would you let her go?
Like that, yeah.
How far would you let her go with the surgery?
If you got a good surgeon, you don't have to go.
I'm talking about like more like the nose.
Oh, no, see, I would never go as far as that.
Them lips is the ugliest.
Once you start getting the shit on the face, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like once you start doing the face thing, it's like a ride.
Nah, I do like when girls put that Kylie Jenner shit on and make your shit.
I mean, it's kind of like you could do a little
lip. Nah, the Claremont twins should look crazy.
No, not the injections, like the little shit you can buy in the store.
store and
get. Oh, the lip gloss, lip liner. Oh, yeah, you can make your own lip gloss.
Nah, but it make them big though. Plumpers. Yeah, plumpers.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Wait, I hate that they did that. The stuff they call it Jenner be selling.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that shit look good when we put that shit on.
Like lip plumper.
Yeah,
plumper, but that shit burn.
Yeah, I think you can make your own lips.
Yeah, because I was fucking around once. I put them on one time. That shit
burned.
Yeah,
nigga won't even
know.
Right. Come on, be like, where your lips
are? Man, look, man. When
your lips go?
When a girl that already look good do all that extra shit, boy.
You love it?
Man, what?
He said he funding the BBL.
So do you like girls? Okay, let me ask you.
Cole said he wanted to.
So do y'all like girls with done up or natural girls?
I like girls that like how they look. So, like, if you like yourself done up,
what?
I like that.
I'm pretty sure the Claremont twins like how they look.
Because let me tell you something. My nigga don't like me with like nothing. Shit.
I'm pretty sure they just like I take
no makeup, my real hair. You know? You like girls like that?
I like whatever makes you feel the most confident. That's what I like, because I like the confidence.
Well, she might want some big ass
lips. That's good.
But I mean, if I don't like it though, I can't make myself like it because you like it. But
like if you overdid it, like,
yeah, like it's, no, if it ain't for me,
that's
it ain't for
good
me.
That's good.
But I don't be trying to be all, you know what I'm saying, judgy and shit, because you know
we not gonna be judging. Yeah. Shit, I just know what I like. I like girls with dreads. So I like natural hair. So
yeah. I like faux locks.
Faux locks. You know the girls that can kill a shortcut too.
Mm-hmm.
Like finger waves?
Yeah.
Or finger waves.
What if like ball, like off, like all the way ball, like
nah,
that?
Hell no, I can't pull that.
But they can have like a design or something.
She can pull this off?
Not like that.
Okay.
You know what's crazy though?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, Kodak probably fuck with the ball shit because he like thick
I
bitches,
do.
So.
And the motherfucker, them the ball girls
be thick as fuck. Like,
yeah. I can do the ball here. We can get that shit lined up together. Yeah, she like, she looking at me like that.
I cannot.
I fuck with it. I pull the ball here, so shit. You ball and you look good, hell yeah. It's just one girl.
It's beautiful period.
It's just one girl on Twitter. She posts. She not like super thick or nothing, but she ball. And Eric, she be posting herself wearing these looks, and she be confident. And she like
big
just,
girl.
Nah, she not big. She's small, really.
I don't like when y'all say all women beautiful though. I don't fuck with that ideology.
All women are beautiful.
Yeah, cause come on, bro.
You beautiful to you. Like,
no, what I mean by that is. Every, like, as a person, you should automatically feel beautiful, whether you're ugly or not. That's what I mean.
But motherfuckers need the internet to make them feel like they worth something.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with that shit. Like,
I don't like that shit.
You right.
Like, if you come on the internet looking validation, you don't look like that, and it's like, you don't get it, you be mad.
And then, like, you get it from one part, but then another motherfucker gonna come and tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Now you mad at him.
Now you, it's like, bro, you ain't it, bro.
And just because you ain't it to me, don't mean you not need it. Like, you just ain't it to me. But I'm not on here.
People should go and call people like just ugly.
Oh, no, I don't know. No,
hell no.
Like,
that shit, like, I used to be that motherfucker.
People's pictures, like, you look like this, like, that's just.
I used to be that, like, in 2009, 2010, but, like, now it's like, who am I to tell you on little shit? Like, you may be feeling like, it's, like, I feel like I look good on every picture I post. Like, some pictures I don't post, like, I don't want to shit on these folk too much today.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit on these folk too much today.
And I don't come for people on the internet. Like, folks be trying me and I got clapped back. I never come for nobody, though. Backers. Yeah, because I don't.
Do.
I don't be coming at nobody, though.
Nigga be saying, post your bank account.
Yeah, I be like.
Boy. Always doing that.
Post your bank.
No, because niggas be trying it. Bitches be trying it, too, but I let bitches live because I ain't arguing with no woman. But.
Nah, that Instagram shit is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to come out and just fuck with people like that, but, like, if you're talking crazy. If, like, it really depends. Like, if you a fucked up individual and you on the internet being mean, we bully the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
So
we gotta see what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if you on the internet talking crazy, we gonna see you, nigga. I'm a reformed asshole.
That shit got to add up, my boy.
We gonna come see what you're talking about.
You make that shit.
But
add
like,
up.
If a motherfucker got good energy and they may not be the best looking person, shit, I'm gonna gas you up because I want you to feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna gas it, but I like it.
I'm a gas motherfucker.
No, he ain't gonna put no hearts.
Yeah,
I ain't
gonna
gas. I'm gonna put a flame emoji.
I done gassed up a not so attractive woman before, and she done flipped it on me, and I done been like, bro, I really was just trying to be nice.
Yeah. I feel bad, like, cause them horny DMs niggas saying when they
like, bro,
I feel bad. You can't unsend DMs on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I be DMing on Twitter.
I be drunk.
Who's on Twitter?
Why you DMing on Twitter?
Cause I don't not fun. What the fuck is the issue?
No,
like,
listen, it's a whole set of different fine bitches on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, it's a whole set of porn bitches on Twitter.
Oh, just
no, I don't even. Only
they only.
Bitches.
They only.
So
they only.
You
is,
don't be getting they don't only be over there looking at the.
I do.
They
I,
only exist. On they only exist on Twitter because they get that shit banned on Instagram.
Right. But it's like Instagram bitches is like a whole different.
Twitter is. I don't get on Twitter. I just Twitter bitches. Twitter is like a porn site to me now.
No, it is.
Every
it
other is. Thing is
OnlyFans. 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 Subscribe. $3 a month.
I just
10% off.
Go that be sharing it. Go that be like, oh my gosh, just nut it. I'm like
nut. Nah, that motherfucker with them big ass titties. Rhonda, she fine as shit. She got big ass titties. And I don't even like titties. But them motherfuckers be looking good.
I ain't gonna lie, I be buying OnlyFans, but I don't subscribe. I buy it to see what's just like see what's going on and I like
in the room.
What you mean see what's going on? You unsubscribe. Cause yeah, the first stuff here, you gonna watch it every month.
Nah, it's nobody I subscribe to. Like I will pay for the 1 month to see how I look and I'll be like, oh, okay, she going up. And that's it.
I mean, that's all you do watching. You can record like, all the shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna do all that.
No. I got OnlyFans content that's worthy to be posted on OnlyFans that we recorded here. My last time we was here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm on that.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's a
shit. What up?
It looks real spicy.
I always got OnlyFans girls in here.
OnlyFans girls they be talking that shit.
They do.
So y'all got OnlyFans girls in
here? Hell yeah.
You know what we saying? Kodak always bring them in here. Mm-mm. Okay. Kodak always in their booty.
That was one girl.
Hold it, always in their booty.
Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Big Homie's House. follow, hold on, everybody, shout out to your Instagrams out so they can follow y'all. Sasha.
It's at Sasha No Fears. Yeah.
Regular spelling?
Yeah, SASHANOFIERCE.
Mine's is The Butter Not Butter, THEE, BUTTA, not BUTTER.
At OGXTP.
Miss Journey Love.
How you spell Journey?
MSJOURNII Love, LOBE.
I mean, y'all follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we are done with this episode of the Big Homie's House. We about to listen to Journey's new shit called Pop Shit. Y'all follow on Instagram and Twitter, listen to this music. And I appreciate you stepping into the Big Homie's House.
Yeah.
That's
it. Huh? It's a little ass speaker, yeah.
No, I'm saying that's it.
Oh, shit. You look to me like, I'm like, this shit, like.